If you had told me we were going to feature named paper serviettes, I would have said, only when pigs can fly. And I would have been right, because our next feature is about flying pigs. It seems that when a Norfolk farmer first saw an airship flying overhead, he said, "That looked like a great old pig." The name stuck. Derek James remembered the extraordinary Pullum pigs for Let's Talk. Here is Tony, and he is not telling porkies.
Can you imagine the sight? Huge, oval-shaped airships passing overhead in a very different world to the one we live in today. Picturesque Pullum St. Mary in South Norfolk was chosen to be the site for a pioneering airship station at the time of the First World War. Those days have long gone, but there is the Penover Centre, an award-winning and welcoming community centre, heritage business educational centre and cafe, where you can learn all about the history of the airship and much more. The centre is the focal point of village life, and what a story Pullum has to tell. The men on board were the astronauts of their day. Very few people travelled in the air in those days, but these chaps did. The top secret air station opened in 1916, and the sheds they built to house them were massive. Pullum was the perfect base for the airships to patrol over the North Sea and drop bombs on submarines. The station became home to about 3,000 men. What a sight they must have been over the quiet skies of Norfolk and Suffolk more than a century ago. The balloons were powered by gas, and the accommodation for passengers was on the bridge below, where the captain would be at the controls. Not an easy job, you can imagine, the problems trying to land. The villagers often came to the rescue, hanging on to ropes to control the beast. After the war, it had been hoped that an army of airships would be built to take people across the world. There were plans to carry about 100 passengers to as far away as Australia and New Zealand. The R-34 was perhaps the best-known airship from Pullum, which flew from Edinburgh to New York in 1919. The two-way journey took more than a week, and it landed at Pullum in July. Then, in October of 1930, disaster struck. The R-101, built at the Royal Airship Works at Cardington in Bedfordshire, which had flown over Norfolk to great applause, crashed on its maiden overseas voyage in France. Among the 48 passengers killed was Lord Thompson, the Air Minister, government officials and the designers. The dream of building a fleet of airships to operate on long-distance routes within the British Empire was coming to an end.
Thank you, Tony.